From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A class action lawsuit has been filed on behalf of investors involved in the EB-5 scandal at Jay Peak Ski Resort. The Rutland Herald reports people who invested in the resort are suing People's United Bank, which held their funds, as well as an attorney and his firm, which investors say were involved in the scheme. According to the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Burlington last week, People's United Bank released funds to Jay Peak developers Ariel Quiros and Bill Stenger in violation of the terms the investors had agreed to. The lawsuit says David B. Gordon and his law firm were aware developers misused investor funds. The plaintiffs are from countries including India, Venezuela, and the United Kingdom. Their lawsuit seeks $150 million in damages and this note of disclosure that People's United Bank is a VPR underwriter. An independent candidate for U.S. Senate in Vermont says he thinks more can be done to bring jobs to the state. Russell Bestie says he thinks more jobs can be created in the craft beer, farming, and biotechnology industries.
When you get down to it, those kinds of biotech jobs are really very similar to our fermentation industry with beer. You use cells to produce a product. So we already have a lot of that knowledge here. We just need to build upon it.
Bestie says he'd like to see money taken out of politics completely, and he'd like to see stricter term limits in order to create space for a more diverse pool of candidates, including more women running for office. Bestie is challenging incumbent Senator Bernie Sanders in the November election. Educators in Caledonia are urging the school district's board not to renew the contract of its superintendent. Members of the teachers' union passed a vote of no confidence yesterday in Superintendent Matthew Forrest's ability to manage the Caledonia Cooperative Supervisory Union schools. A spokesperson for the union cited a culture of, quote, fear, intimidation, and mismanagement by the superintendent. Union members say the votes come after more than 2 years of tensions. The dispute escalated last month after educators released the findings from an internal survey that was critical of Forrest. Shoreham Town officials will ask voters to invest in a solar project to provide power to town-owned buildings. The Addison Independent reports the project is being developed by Acorn Energy Cooperative, which serves 23 towns in the area. The paper says town officials want to spend as much as $55,000 to cover up to 90% of the electricity used in municipal buildings. Voters will decide whether to approve the idea at a special town meeting on October 23rd. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details varying amounts of sun and clouds. A few localized showers near or north of the Quebec border. It is warm and increasingly humid today. Highs in the 70s near 80 degrees in the warmer western valleys and a few upper 60s far northeast today. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.